Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield.
Let's take a look at this on Match Point, and the ball was in. So Andy Murray has sealed his place in his first Wimbledon final. The men hug at the net.
Britain's Andy Murray did, in fact, defeat Joe Wilfried Tsonga in Friday's men's semifinal at Wimbledon. Murray will meet Roger Federer Sunday for all the strawberries and cream. Federer, who hails from Switzerland, will attempt to tie Pete Sampras and William Renshaw of the 1880s Renshaws for the most Wimbledon titles ever, which is 7. Murray is the first Brit to make the finals in 74 years, and if he should prevail, he will become the first British Wimbledon winner in an astonishing 76 years. Here to discuss Murray Mania as it has swept center court of the All England Lawn Tennis and Croquet Club is Christopher Clary of the New York Times. Chris, welcome back to Only a Game.
Oh, it's good to be with you.
You are at Wimbledon. Tell us about Murray Mania and how it's manifested itself in London and beyond.
Well, you know, it's funny because you'd think that Murray is such a known quantity over here. He's been a semifinalist 4 times. He's been a star for many years. They've been watching him ever since he emerged so closely, as he's been their one real player. So I don't think anybody's learning about Andy Murray now, but it definitely was a sense of mania at the end of that match. And also because Tsonga made it into a very suspenseful match on Friday, and he was able to really attack Murray down the stretch. And at the end, it was like a national holiday. I mean, it really was at the end. Flags flying, tears in the players' box, tears in the stands. And I can only imagine what Sunday would be like if he were to win.
Well, so you've told me a little bit about what it looks like there in London, but tell me a little bit how Murray himself responded.
You know, Murray is a very low-key person in terms of how he approaches things publicly. And Friday, at the end of the match, he was really, for him, overcome by emotion. I think it also was contributed to by the fact that the actual match point, the ball was called out, even though he thought it was in and he had to challenge it, which is a situation that Bunny Austin in 1938 never had to worry about.
No mechanical eyes complicating
exactly,
the situation.
But Murray is a Scot. He's not an Englishman. And he is a voice that kind of comes from the crypt a little bit. And he doesn't really get overexcited very much. And he's got a kind of a droll sense of humor. And he's a sort of character that you warm to over time. He's not somebody that the first time you hear him, you think has got a lot of charisma. But the more you hear him and the more you see how he handles this immense pressure here in Britain, the more respect you have for him. And he's handled himself well. He really has.
Murray's semifinal opponent, Mr. Tsonga, tried to use Murray Mania against him before the two faced each other on Friday, but I guess that didn't work out.
Many Brits have failed in the past, Tim Henman being the most recent one who never got past the semifinals. But now Andy Murray after Friday really is in territory that hasn't been mined here for a long time, although Virginia Wade did win the women's title here during the Queen's Silver Jubilee. So here we are in another Jubilee year. And people are looking for symmetry and symbolism and looking pretty hard right now.
We can assume that the celebration will go on for some time should Murray manage to win in the final. But if he loses in the final, will his fan base begin to tire of that sort of lovable loser story?
You know, my experience from being in Britain all these years is that they kind of like this underdog status and this sort of the quest, and they're almost, in a way, disappointed when the quest ends. So I think that if they had a champion, they wouldn't know quite what to do with him, I think, at this point. It's been so long. So I feel like, in a way, it would almost, give them the sweet agony for a few years more if he weren't to pull it off. It's going to be a very difficult challenge Sunday. Federer's playing very well, and their head-to-head record's very close. But Andy's never beaten him in a Grand Slam tournament, so we'll see what happens. But I feel like it's going to be mixed emotions here in Britain a little bit either way.
Christopher Clary covers Grand Slam events for the New York Times. He's also chief sports writer at the International Herald Tribune. Christopher, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Bill, my pleasure.